Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Practice ended a little bit late. Kevin Byard just getting dressed and I guess getting ready for lunch, but he joins us from inside the facility, and we appreciate the time he's giving us now. What's up, Kevin? How are you, man?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Staying out of the rain, are you?
Yeah, it just started pouring down raining out here.
Hey, how has the camaraderie been between you and Vaccaro when you've been playing next to him so far over the last week?
It's been pretty good, man. It's been definitely productive. I mean, he's only been here for the past few days, and he was pretty much out of football for almost six months. So it's just good to see him out here running around, see that he's actually been working out while he was away. He's in shape. But, I mean, it's working through the kinks. He's still learning defense. I mean, it's impossible to learn an entire NFL defense in 6 days. But he's looked great, man. He's a playmaker, and I'm excited to be working with him.
Have you seen backflips from Adoree before, and what did you think when he rolled them out today?
Man, I've never seen anybody do something like that. I mean, he did a backflip going sideways. Like, that's the only stuff you're supposed to do, like, on a trampoline or something, or a bungee thing. But, I mean, the fact that he did that, man, guy's crazy athletic. I didn't even see the interception because I was at the back end. I was on the back end, but I just kind of seen the ball stuck to his hand. I was like, wow, that guy's amazing.
Kevin, how would you describe last season, now that you've had a full offseason to think back to how good you were?
Yeah, I mean, to make it quite clear, I think last year was pretty special. I think in the NFL, it's so hard to win football games, and I don't think a lot of people really understand that. But, I mean, every game, almost it's always going to be four or five games every week that's going to decide in the last 2 minutes of the game, regardless of what happened before. So it was a special year. We won 9 games, made the division around. But, you know, all that's behind us, all that's in the past, and we can only use the good things from that year to help us, and also the negatives, use it to help us for this year and kind of put a reset button and try to, you know, make the Super Bowl run this year.
Kevin Byard, our guest here on the Midday 180, speaking with Logan Ryan, he said that after the year you had, you came back even more motivated to you know, repeat what you did, if not do better things in year number three. What has been your reaction to this offseason going into this upcoming year, and what drives that motivation?
And I've had plenty of things to motivate me going into this offseason. I mean, if you're just talking about from the first part, you know, I went all pro, and then I was snubbed out of not being a first ballot Pro Bowl guy, even though I won the Fin Bowl. I was the second alternate. So I felt kind of disrespected, even though I got in at the last minute. But I still kind of felt disrespected from that. So after the Pro Bowl, maybe a week or two afterwards, I was back training already, getting ready for the next season. And I think everybody kind of knows the documented little Deion Sanders type deal. And, you know, it's something that I didn't take fully to heart. Like, it was something that I just used to spring into my offseason training. Like, you know, you made all pro, you did all this stuff, and you know, you still have a lot more to prove. You still have guys that don't understand your work ethic, understand where you're going in life. So you still have to keep that big chip on your shoulder, and that's something that I've kept since I've been playing football pretty much.
Kevin, I get a sense that you like the disrespect. Just hearing your voice and how you light up talking about it, that deep down part of you almost welcomes someone disrespecting you because you know it's going to motivate you.
Of course. I think as a player in this league, you have to find your edge. And you have to keep that edge. And I think that's the reason why guys like Jarrell Casey, Wesley Warrior has been doing it for so long, because they kept the same edge that motivated them when they was rookies. And I think me personally is always going to be about finding that edge every single year, no matter what, no matter your success, no matter your failures, trying to find that edge every year to motivate you to spring you into the next year and kind of, you know, forget the past and worry about the future.
You guys have made a ton of plays on the ball in one-on-ones and seven-on-seven against your own guys, but there's a degree of familiarity and repetition to that. Mike Evans, Deshaun Jackson, even Adam Humphries and Chris Godwin, a different batch of receivers and very talented at the top. Right. How'd you feel like the defensive backfield did against those guys over these 2 days?
I mean, I think they competed and I think they fought hard. You know, just like you said in the beginning, you know, when you're going up against our guys for a certain amount of time, eventually it's a familiarity, the way guys run routes, their stems, how they like to do their releases off the ball. And when you're talking about joint practices, it's not a situation where we really watch any film on these guys. We're kind of just going out there, lining up, compete, go win your one-on-one matchup. So, you know, DeSean Jackson been doing it for a long time. Mike Evans, I think, the highest paid receiver in the league. So these guys know how to go out there and catch balls. So, I mean, I was impressed by the competition and Howard Dory and those guys came back and fought every single day. And I think when we went to team periods, I think those guys pretty they locked up for the most part. So I was proud to see the guys competing.
Kevin, let's play a little word association to wrap up. I'm going to name a teammate. You tell me the first word that comes to mind. Malcolm Butler.
Feisty.
Logan Ryan.
Smart.
Adoree Jackson.
Crazy athletic.
And LaShawn Sims.
That's the mouse right there. Silent killer right there. That's what I think of.
Quiet. I thought that would be quiet.
Quiet, yeah.
Right, mouse. I said mouse. That's his nickname in the building. We call him mouse because he don't speak.
Oh, so.
Yeah, Kerry Combs won't call him mouse.
Yeah.
What does he call him?
He just refuses to take that nickname. He doesn't like it, right?
Yeah, Combs is just trying to yell and scream just to try to get a react. Because, you know, guys want to see, you know, as a cornerback, you know, a lot of times as a coach, you want your cornerback to be that rah-rah loud. You see the guy like, not saying you want to be like him, but you know a guy like Jalen Ramsey, somebody who walks like he talks it. That's one thing I would say. And I think as a coach, you kind of want that guy. But, you know, LaShawn, he's a quiet guy. I mean, he's going to go out and do his job. He's just quiet. So, you know, like, we like to mess with him, try to get him to talk it up, but that's just his personality.
Hey, man, thank you for the visit. We appreciate you calling in, even though you couldn't make it out here for the facility. And we'll catch up with you soon, man.
Thanks, guys, Kevin. Man. I appreciate it. Yes, sir.
All right.